Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
Little L7 on the way in. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. We're at the bottom of this third hour on Wednesday. Day that ends in Y, so it's a day that podcasters are probably fighting out in Podcastistan. I don't even know. My guess, we've tried to get this lovely woman on with us, but the commies were all in her internet, and they were making it to where she couldn't join us. And then I just learned that I apparently have been saying her last name the way Benedict Cumberbatch says penguin. So it's like a different way every single time I say it. I don't even know how many the hell times differently I've been saying her name. Bridget Phetasy joins us now via video. And I still say I love her background. But it's so good to see you. And I'm so glad that we were able to make this work today. Because I love the piece that you wrote about what's happening. Because you wrote this great piece. It's over at Daily Wire. And I was giving a lot of quotes about it yesterday about masculinity. But then the representation of it in podcasting, and I have to say, I never actually thought about it until you put it in those words, that they're taking part in what really is kind of a female pastime, because chicks are talkers. It's what we do.
Yeah, they were out. I do think that men talk while they're doing things, like when they're hunting or they're building a house, or they talk kind of in tandem. They're always out doing something. Yes. Women were the gatherers. I don't mean to be so reductive, but generally sewing circles, they're a thing for a reason. Podcasting is a giant sewing circle.
It is. That's a great point. And I should say, Bridget also has Walkins Welcome, her podcast, and then she has her satirical show, Dumpster Fire, and then Beyond Parody with Bridget Phetasy. So I wanted to make sure I got all that in. But it is, you're right. They do, like, it is in tandem. So it becomes something different when they sit down. I mean, lately, I think the only person that wasn't maybe like that was maybe Rush Limbaugh. But I always got the feeling that he was like rolling cigars or something while he was doing his show. Like he was all, it felt like he's like sitting down and was just talking to you while he's doing other stuff. But today's dudes, it's like they're sitting down and they're trying to gossip and it just doesn't work. They're just so bad at it with that whole thing. And I think that's part of this. You had this great piece, and I'll let you speak to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what, it's funny, too, the way that a lot of people are talking. I will give this to Trump. He has an uncanny ability to make men sound like scorned lovers, like scorned women. They're like, he betrayed me. Who talks about politicians like this? Don't we kind of assume they're all just saying what they need to say? It is like hell hath no fury like a podcaster scorned.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been thinking a lot about just the way this language and all the interfighting and the way that they all are sniping at each other and how they've been talking about for years. I hear a lot from the extreme right about their thoughts on women. And it's been the longhouse and we're living in this feminized culture. And everything's become so female. And then the minute that we go to war or we engage in conflict, I don't know if we're calling it a war yet, they all start crying. And it sounds very, to me, not very masculine.
That's a really good point. Because you wrote, I love this post you had, we're not dying for Israel. Yeah, you're not dying for anyone, buddy. You're not dying for America. You're not dying for anything except your subscriber count. You spent years cosplaying as warriors. And the moment actual sacrifice entered the conversation, you folded like every other fraud who's ever confused talking with doing. It is kind of interesting because, and that's kind of what this all is in context with, because we've been talking about this psyop that they're trying to pull on the right, and you have the woke Reich, and then, you know, Israel's been used as a cudgel, and now everybody's looking at Iran, and that's sort of the litmus test on, if you love America, then you just want America to withdraw from the international stage and diminish while China and Russia get bigger, which doesn't sound very America first. But the people who disagree with you on this, the dudes who are, like, leading the charge, the Nick Fuenteses and all of this, they sound like a bunch of rabid bitches. I mean, there's just no other way to put it.
They sound like me when I was a 20-year-old libtard.
Oh,
they do. It's actually crazy. It's very disorienting to hear people ostensibly on the right, America first, sound like exactly I did when I was 20 years old living in Los Angeles and as libtard as you can get.
Oh, boy.
Just go join the left.
Yeah.
Go do it.
That's it's the same. And it's they have the same behaviors. They do the same identity politic things. So let me ask you this. Do you think that this is more of a hyper online problem or is it becoming a real meat space problem as well? Because I feel like half of the people that I talk to who sort of, you know, superficially follow all of this stuff, they're kind of aware of what's happening with the infighting on these policies and the direction of the right. But then there are other people who have no idea who any of these people are. So if it's not all the way on in the real space, is it going to be there? That's, I think, my fear.
Yeah, well, it does seem like the online is 5 years, 3 to 5 years ahead of the offline. So it does take a while to trickle down. I think some of the more concerning things is it feels to me like this is a battle for market share and it's just being presented as a battle over policy and morality and all of this stuff. And people who have large audiences, they've seen these polls that are, you know, 40 and under support for Israel is falling and they're looking at a post-Trump, post-MAGA world. They're preparing for 2028. This is just my feeling about this. I don't know that I'm correct. And then they're pivoting into this new space. It also feels very much like a kind of sad pick-me energy from people who were very famous and had very large shows, and they're trying to stay relevant. And one way to stay relevant is to chase the youth audience, and I'm maybe too Gen X, but I'm like, leave me behind.
Yeah.
I think you have to, you are somebody that I actually look up to in this space because you seem to abide by some kind of principles and you're not necessarily chasing an audience. You're saying, here are my principles. I'm filtering things through those. Love it or leave it. I could be wrong. I'm open to new information, but I'm coming from this place. That is not the sense that I get from a lot of other people in our space. And I think it was Lomez. He had a really great tweet that I think a lot about, which is a lot of people think of themselves as weather and they're really weather vanes. And so I do look at these people and the way that they're shifting as weather vanes. They're sensing something happening. But that, to me, it really undermines their own influence. So you're not actually influential. You don't believe in anything, because if you were influential, you would say, here's what the younger audience believes. I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm going to try and help them see a different way to go or help them come to terms with all of this through first principles. They're saying, oh, I actually don't have any influence. I'm just going to chase the young people and whatever they believe, as if young people know anything.
We were young ones. We know. We didn't know anything. Yeah. I mean, I look at myself now and then I look at, you know, 20-year-old me and I think, golly, 20-year-old me was so stupid. The stuff that, and there's a lot of consistency in terms of what I believe, but how I came to that and how well I thought I understood it is just so far. I mean, and that's just for anybody. But it is interesting that you say that, because it's almost like they're chasing a dumbed down version of what they could be themselves. And then that's like getting presented out as, well, this is the state of news and this is the, you know, the best analysis because I was on Fox News once or something like that. And it's so messed up. We're talking with Bridget Phetasy, who is a brilliant podcaster, brilliant comedian. And I love the piece that she has over at Daily Wire where she's talking about, I guess now we're at black pilling. Is it black pilling now? Because we had red pilling. What are all the other pillings are? I can't even keep track anymore. It's like all of the pronouns. I can't even keep track of it.
Yeah, and I don't want to minimize what people feel. No one likes war.
Right.
That to act like people have these feelings, no one wants to go into war. When people call me a warmonger, I was very against the Iraq war. I also am not a simple person who thinks just because one thing happened one way, that means all things are the same thing and they're going to happen the same way. That's a very simplistic way of looking at the world. I also think it's very different for young people trying to come up and buy a house. We've heard all of this stuff, but they're also repeatedly being fed this victim language that they can't get ahead and they can't find their way out or find their way through or up. And they're starting to internalize that and believe it. And I have had a long, hard road. And if I had believed a lot of the stuff that I told myself, that the world told me, and that was true in certain moments of my life, I would not be sitting here. You have to believe you can change your life. And in America, that is the truest thing, and that is still true today, no matter what the kids are facing. I also didn't feel like America owed me a house when I was growing up. So that's a weird sense of entitlement that I don't fully understand. Now, is that pathway harder? Should we address that? Is that something I'm not trying to minimize that? But there is a certain amount of entitlement, too, that's coming with this victim mentality. And I just rage against it. It is everywhere. It was on the left. Now I see it on the right. And that is really what I push back against. And it when I hear it, particularly from men, I'm like, this is just a bitchy, sad sap attitude to have.
I think
about
you hit
life
on something
in general
that's so important. You actually had a 3 hours ago, you had a tweet where you said, quote, "We live in truly incredible times. Don't be blackpilled. We are entering yet another wild west of creative decentralization and power. Either become an author of your destiny or allow others to author it for you." Because what you just said to me, too, made me think that it almost seems like the messaging that everything is so bad and we're losing everything. That's like an emotional psyop to try to get people to believe that, well, if we can't do it ourselves, then we have to have the government. It's like what the left tells women: you're too stupid to do anything, so you need the government to help you out at all times. Now we're sort of seeing it repackaged and sold on the right as this like hopelessness that you're never going to be able to improve your status. And it leaves the question open. Well, does that mean the government can step in? Do you kind of interpret it the same way? It seems similar.
It's very similar, and it does the exact same thing, which is it removes agency. Ooh. Oh, you're not living the life you want to live because of the government, because of the Jews, because of whatever myriad of problems it might be that's not you.
Right.
Being able to interact or socialize with somebody because you're socially awkward and you don't ever get out of your house and you're online and you've made your entire personality watching live streams. You never take any personal responsibility. We have agency. I mean, I'm very open about this, so I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm in recovery. I have 12 years of sobriety. I was an absolute mess. I should be dead or in a gutter right now. Now, I could have blamed a lot of other people in my life, starting with family members to society at large when I got sober for the reason that I ended up where I ended up. But that does no good. It does you no good. At a certain point, you have to look at yourself and say, I remember being in rehab and looking around, and I was 19, and I said, I can either... It doesn't matter how I got here. I still have to make my life. So we have the ability to make changes in our lives and in our communities around us and in our worlds. And I don't love the messaging it's been coming from the left for a long time. Now I see it coming from this wing of the right that's very, there's no hope for you.
Right.
There's nothing, you're never going to get ahead. There's no pathway up. That's just, it's objectively not true. We still have it better than any generation ever in the history of all mankind.
Yes.
And we owe it to ourselves to kind of unite and figure out how to make a better world. If you're a young man and you're just telling everybody all day long that they can't ever get ahead, people are going to start to internalize that message and you're doing them a disservice. We should be empowering people to... I mean, the tools that the average person has now with AI are actually insane.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And I was just reading, too, electricians. That's going to be apparently like the job of the future with AI. And they're looking to hire like hundreds of thousands of these people.
Half of a million.
That's crazy. So
crazy.
We have to acclimate and adapt. And I love what you said there. And by the way, I just love you for your transparency. And you just make it so funny because it is true. I mean, it's people are afraid to be that transparent because just as the left preaches that there's like no redemption, we can't have any aspect of the right because nobody's perfect and everybody needs it and everybody's got mistakes. But to have it to where you can never come back from that or that whatever status you're born in is not anything that you can change yourself. That's such a deadly virus. That is such a deadly virus. And I love your, it's lighthearted, but it's very serious what you're telling the youth. Like, guys, don't fall into this. You're the left is just singing you a sweet siren song and you're going right into it. I'd love to have you back. Bridget Phetasy. You can find her on X, Phetasy.com. Go and find Dumpster Fire, Walkins Welcome, and Beyond Parody with Bridget Phetasy. God love you, my friend. Appreciate you. Good to see
you. Thank you. God love you. Thank you, Dana. Right. Thanks for
we'll
having
talk
me.
Soon. Of course. All right, folks, this one's for the women listening. And for the guys who like what this product serves, okay? So it's for the ladies in your lives because this is a bigger deal than most people realize. And all ladies out there, you hear the same complaint. The brassieres, the bras that dig in, the straps that leave marks, the shapewear that's horrible, and it rolls down the second you sit in a chair. It's uncomfortable, it's annoying, and honestly, you just want to rip it off and set it on fire in your driveway. Honestly, that's what you want to do. So that's why so many women are switching to Honey Love. They have this crossover bra that's become a favorite of a lot of ladies because it gives real lift and support, but without the underwire, with the no poking and no pinching and no red marks. And they also have a smoothing back panel that lays flat under t-shirts. So there's no lines showing through the clothes that's telling everybody what bra you're wearing. And it actually works for a huge range of sizes. So from 30A all the way up to 44G. So if you want a natural feel, also they have these original soft cups, or if you want a little bit more shape, they have the new crossover contour with light foam pads and their shapewear. Women are swearing by it. It's designed with targeted compression that smooths and supports without squeezing the life out of you. So there's no roll down. You're not, you know, not breathing, and the fabric is breathable enough to wear all day. Honey Love is designed by actual women who actually wear the product, which is probably why it works the way that it's supposed to. So treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market and use my exclusive link to save 20% off Honey Love at honeylove.com/Dana. That's honeylove.com/Dana. And after you check out, they're going to ask you where you heard about them and support the show. And tell them your girl Dana sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honey Love.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is a sad story that I was looking at. A family seeking help to try to find a missing University of Alabama student who's missing in Barcelona. James Gracie, 20, a junior at University of Alabama, was seen Tuesday morning outside of a nightclub in Barcelona while visiting friends for spring break. He was last seen around 3 a.m. around the Shoco nightclub along the Barcelona beach. And he's from Elmhurst, Illinois. He went to go visit friends studying abroad. Now his phone was recovered, but they don't know where his whereabouts are. And they're apparently working with the local regional police agency there. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be a real help. Real help. So that's horrible. They said that they're also working with the State Department, but they haven't. So far, they don't have anything. That's sad. That's makes if they recovered his phone, then, I mean, he's, you know, kidnapped or fell in the river or something. I don't know. But that's, woof, that's pretty, that's sad. That's really sad. Let's see here. Also, we've got a bear wandered into a KTLA reporter's live shot while the reporter was covering a bear attack. So while the reporter's covering the bear attack, an actual, in the Monrovia neighborhood, an actual black bear walked into the shot. It was in the 9 a.m. broadcast and appeared in the driveway. And then this newsroom staff, you could hear their reactions as she's reporting. They're like, oh, oh my gosh. And she turns around and she's like, well, you can actually see the bear walking into the trap. Oh, wait, no, it was going to. Now it's walking out. And then she starts backing away. That's a little nerve-wracking right there. Let's see. Arizona files criminal charges against Calgi, accusing the prediction market of illegal gambling. A deaf woman was removed from a Frontier flight for not listening. What? Yeah, it's a TikTok video showing a deaf passenger being removed from a Frontier flight. And the woman said she was taken off the plane because she couldn't hear the flight attendant. And she says she has an accommodation on her ticket. She was visibly emotional. So now they're looking into that. All right, kids, if you have ever fought with a garden hose, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, like the kinks and the tangles, and sometimes it looks bad after a year and the whole thing turns into a rubber knot the second that you need it. A lot of people replace their hoses like every couple of years. It's like it's a springtime tradition for some folks. But now there is the world's number one expanding garden hose. It's called the pocket hose, and it really is that small. And they have their new pocket hose ballistic. This thing is tough. It's reinforced. I don't even know what this is. Liquid crystal polymer. It's like the same thing that they use in bulletproof vests, which means it can handle your household, can probably even handle terrorists. This thing actually stretches out so ungodly long. This thing goes out to 25 feet. And then you turn on the water, it expands to the full size hose. But look how little it is. And it's very lightweight. You know, you turn the water off, it shrinks right back down to twee size, pocket size, so you're not wrestling this giant hose back into the garage. I know there's a million jokes to be made here, but the point is that their new ballistic version is even better because it has 5 times stronger than steel fiber, and it has this like little pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's like 360 degrees pocket pivot, so there's no kinking, no tangled mess. And now it's also upgraded with a UV coating so it doesn't look like absolute hot garbage after summer. And it has even thicker washers to help resist leaks. So for a limited time, you can get the pocket hose ballistic, with a free 360-degree pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's the pocket pivot. And you also get a thumb drive nozzle. All you have to do is text Dana to 64000. So that's text Dana to 64000 and get not one, but 2 free gifts, your ballistic pocket hose.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45 if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just three simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
We are not a party to the conflict, and therefore France will never take part in operations to reopen or liberate the Strait of Hormuz in the current context.
Okay, we don't need you. And then you won't be able to enjoy any of the energy, any of the spoils either. So that was Emmanuel Macron. And I don't think it's because it's a lack of will. I think they can't. I really don't think it's because they can. They're like, we're never going to take part in operations to unblock the Strait of Hormuz. This is what Macron said yesterday, that they would not do it. And he was pushing back on Trump for this. And this was after Trump said, I'll give him an 8 out of 10. I'll get him an 8 out of 10 on their support with everything with Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. So I didn't realize they would wave the white flag so early, the white flag of surrender so early. But here we are. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top of the second hour. You know, the crazy thing, they get a good chunk. They get significant. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it's a major artery, the Strait of Hormuz. So you have a significant number of these countries that get enough of their energy, enough oil, enough gas, LNG, etc., through the strait that it impacts. And there's been an impact on France with this. It is a very critical choke point for Europe. And the United States is apparently the only entity that's actually doing anything about it. I mean, you're even looking at long-term food production, shipping for that reason. Now, this is kind of gets into, you know, some of this idea of success. Because the way that France talks about it, they act as though they don't, it almost seems like they believe that they don't want to be part of or that they're trying to telegraph that they don't want to be part of an unsuccessful venture, even though it's been a great success. And it's not a war. It's literally a strike. It is a response. I get so tired of, language is important, right? These are the same people who would immediately bend over and use gun controllers language. If you're calling this a war, start using the term assault weapon too. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go even harsher. If you're saying war to describe this when Congress has made no such official declaration, War Powers Act was followed. It's simply a response. If you're saying war for this, go ahead and start saying things like assault weapon or clip instead of magazine, because the intellect matches and you need to keep it consistent. And if that is insulting, then I'm directly talking about you. Yes, you're one of those people. I don't care about making friends. I don't care about this. You have to be cognizant of the language that you're using. They want you to start saying that this is a war, and it's not a war. Trump says it even, and I'm like, stop saying it's a war. It's a damn response. There's no war. Are you kidding me? But they say war because they want to give the impression that the United States, they're trying to make it look like, oh, Trump has got us into a never-ending war. The left is so excited. They finally got it. The left, and it's leftists that infected the right. They're so excited. They finally, they think they got something. So dumb. But France doesn't have to. We don't need France. We don't. So, and? I mean, really, France was also one of the countries that was begging the United States to get involved with Ukraine. I know you all remember that. I mean, I know you all remember that NATO was begging the United States to get involved with Libya, right? And then leave that country to Al-Qaeda. Remember back under Obama, Biden, when NATO was begging the United States, you need to get involved in our push on Libya. That wasn't our war. What did Europe do to prevent Russia from going into Ukraine? Oh, they built a pipeline around Ukraine. Remember that? The second Nord Stream. They built a pipeline to get around Ukraine because Ukraine had, in some ways, been part of Russia's energy infrastructure. So they, you know, Ukraine had some protection there. So they instead, they helped build a pipeline around Ukraine. And then when the Minsk Accords, when Russia violated the Minsk Accords, what did Europe do? Oh, not a damn thing. That's right. They didn't do a single thing. Nothing. And then when Russia decided to invade Ukraine, what did Europe do? America, come save us. Oh, s'il te plaît, please come save us. Oh, America. Oh, oui, oui. Oh, they begged us. They begged us. They begged us to help in the Balkans. They begged us to help in World War I. They begged us to help in World War II. They begged us to help all over the damn planet. And now, when we're here looking at a choke point that affects energy and food for the entire world, it is a very important choke point on this planet. And when the United States simply asks, hey, do you guys mind taking up your fair share of the lifting here? Oh, no. Oh. Je suis désolé. Oh, we cannot help. Oh, that's what they say. They can't help. They're so sorry. Oh, President Trump. Oh, je suis désolé. Oh, I cannot help. Cannot or will not. It's both. They spent so much on welfare spending that they allowed their militaries to become entirely anemic. What the whole point is of national government if it can't even provide defense to the people? There's no purpose. It's its only job. Yeah, Spain's prime minister said the war was illegal. The Spanish socialist. Ireland denounced it. Of course Ireland did. I mean, you know, come on, it's Ireland. And now France says, oh, tis outside the framework of international law. Oh. I was going to make a really crude joke, but I'm not going to. And then, of course, Keir Starmer. You can't access the United States. You can't access your own aircraft on our bases. So now, after they had World War I, after World War II, after they begged us to get involved in the Balkans, after they begged us to get involved with Libya, after they begged us to get involved with Ukraine, now, and after they also ran away and refused to invest in their own defensive capabilities and absolutely outright fought Trump every step of the way to honor that collective commitment to allied defense. Now, the United States, you're on your own now. All of a sudden, we can't do anything.
Good memories.
How many times did Iran say that they were going to close the strait? It's been quite a lot.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. And now we're doing the mine clearing. Karg Island, getting rid of all the guards off Karg Island. That's what POTUS has been looking at. Okay, all right, we did it. Clearing out mines, all right, we did it. It's a conflict. It is a conflict. And it's a war for the Iranian people. You have these people, over 36,000 of them, that have given their lives before the United States even brought their fleet in. And I don't think a lot of people understand what it was that Iran was manufacturing. You're talking about ballistic missiles that absolutely have a range to hurt American assets, if not America outright. And they were developing those as defense in case anyone tried to stop them from completing their achieving nuclear capability. So all the people who are talking about lives lost right now, notice that not a single one of them had a tear to shed for the over 36,000 that Iran killed just this year. As we move, the folks who helped make this wonderful program possible. This is a really good organization that has saved, you know how many lives preborn saved just last year? Over 80,000. I can't even imagine that type of number. That's like a stadium of people. That's like a generation of people. And they did that thanks to faithful supporters of their organization, Preborn. Every day, women hear the same devastating lie. A woman facing an unplanned pregnancy is told abortion is her only option. She's going to be all alone. Her life's going to be miserable. There's no hope. And then when she walks into a Preborn network clinic and meets her baby in an ultrasound, that immediately doubles that baby's chance at life. Because then it's not just an image on a screen to her. That's her child. And there's a connection there. It is divine. And when she hears her baby's heartbeat, that's just divine. And so this is what Preborn does. They don't just stop there. They partner with these women for the first 2 years of their lives. This is all privately funded. This isn't taxpayer dollars. These are people who walk the walk and actually listen to Jesus's teachings. And they're there with the woman. They help her. They make sure she gets started on the right foot so that her family is a success story and not a statistic. So let's be there to help Preborn for this. Can you imagine $28 saving a life? That's all it costs, $28. That is a meal out. And you can provide a life-saving ultrasound. So let's make this year the biggest baby-saving year in history. Call #250, say the word baby. That's #250, say the word baby, or visit preborn.com/Dana.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45 if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just 3 simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, there's video of a man who was arrested after he was driving backwards on the highway in Florida. This not very well, I would add, either. Flagler County Sheriff's Office said they got multiple calls about a silver car traveling in reverse. It's like a Trains, Planes, and Automobiles scene. The sheriff said that they tracked it to a Panda Express parking lot and the driver said he had a mechanical issue, he thought the best option was to drive it backwards to AutoZone, except the mechanical issues evaporated when the deputies went behind him. He was charged and arrested. He was arrested and charged with habitual driving while his license was revoked. And apparently there wasn't a mechanic. They still don't understand why he was doing it. I don't know. A Fort Myers man was accused of pulling the fire alarm so he could get let in because he wanted to get let into the apartment.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. He is, his mugshot looks like he was disappointed in himself. Lee County. They said that they went to the Fort Myers police went to an apartment complex in response to a man who pulled a fire alarm. When they arrived at the scene, they saw multiple people standing outside, and they all were pointing to a man sitting on a chair at the main entrance. He told officers it was him. He's the guy who pulled the alarm, Thomas Miller, 59, because he had no phone or keys and he wanted to get let in. And when everybody woke up, they went downstairs and evacuated. He was sitting outside the entrance and he said, there's no emergency. I just pulled the alarm. He was arrested and faces a charge because it's illegal. You can't do that. So now he faces a charge of false alarm, which why are these people? Let's see. We got another guy fleeing sheriff's deputies. He jumped in a river, is caught by cops on paddle boards. Why do people, that's where the gators live. Why would you jump in there? And it's why you can't even see the bottom of this river.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's one of them. Volusia County. This Chase Cruz, 28, cops got paddle boards and got him. He got charged with loitering, prowling, resisting arrest. I've told you a million times, but I'll say it again. I always carry, you guys get it, right? I mean, giggity glock o'clock. I will literally, you know, I have no problem defending myself. But here's the thing. You're sometimes denied that right. Unconstitutionally, of course, especially by entities that refuse to provide you with the proper, adequate security, but they expect you to be a sitting duck. So you have, you know, gun-free zones. You've got municipal private property. There's a lot of college kids that are old enough to carry full auto overseas, but they're not old enough to carry semi-auto 9mm here at home to protect themselves. So what do you do when you're denied your constitutional right of self-protection? You diversify, right? You have different calibers. You even have blades. You got rifles, pistols, the whole thing. But you need to be able to have a backup for that backup, and that's where Burn-A-Gun comes in. Burn-A-Shoot's chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And the compact launcher, I know they have other models. I'm not talking to you about the other models right now. I don't care. Compact launcher is the only one that you need to look at for this purpose. CL for short. It shoots the same thing, chemical irritant projectiles. But here's the kicker. It has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. When you compare that to an average stun gun, you got one or two rounds. This is 15 rounds, so that's very, very different. Also, it's not a gun. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. They're invisible to the burner gun because not a gun. You order it online. There's no background checks. There's no waiting fees. There's no permits. And they send it right to your front porch. So it's all about being prepared and having options, diversifying your weapons array to take control of your safety. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Check out the Byrna, CLBYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45 if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just three simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
If you could say something to President Trump and he was going to hear you right now, what would it be?
You are a worthless pile of
hell. Oh.
And you voted for him how many times?
Three times. That was my bad. Apparently, I'm an idiot.
I don't believe her. Kind of hard to believe. So what would... I love them when they do these man on the street interviews and then they're like, okay, well, why are you, why didn't you like him? Let me tell you something, what's also happening that is not aiding anything well. So there is a never Trump faction, people who never did voted for, they never voted for Trump, even in the general, the David Frenches, things like that. These people are very, very excited that they are able to see this Iran cudgel and use it to divide the right. But they're actually being useful tools for this psyop that they would actually probably hate even more. Everything that they claim to dislike about Trump, the people who are behind the psyop are that on steroids. They don't even understand it. And they are gleefully running blindly into this, being tools for that psyop. Got to be really careful of what's happening right now. We got a lot more on the way. Second hour and... A Democrat in Texas who is running for office made a video, and I had to watch it. So now you will, too. It's a music video. Why do they always do this? Why do they think that they're musicians? Stick with us as we move, and our partners that will bring you the program, Noble Gold. It is the most noblest of all the metals. But also, it's a safe haven, because I don't know if you've looked around lately. Things are a little tense. Right? I mean, with geopolitical issues and, you know, when you're looking at the strength of the currency and the news cycle and global central banks loading up on precious metals as a safe haven, inflation, all of it. So they've been surging for some time now. Record prices don't mean buy now, but diversification matters. And precious metals historically hedge uncertainty. So if you're adding gold and silver, the question then is, okay, so who do you trust to guide you? Well, that's where Noble Gold Investments come in. They've helped protect savings with physical metals for over a decade. They have a white glove service to guide your every step. So there's no impersonal transactions, total transparency, no hidden fees, no pressure, clear explanations. And they have a customer first focus. So it helps inform decisions, not sales quotas. That's what they're all about. And they're trustworthy. Their experience matters if you're looking to protect your retirement savings. If you want to see how physical gold and silver could fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45 if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just 3 simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Really shocking story from the New York Times. They have an investigation that shows that Cesar Chavez sexually abused young girls. And Dolores Huerta had apparently disclosed for the first time that Chavez had raped her. This is a bombshell story. I'll make sure to link it if you are a subscriber over at Chapter and Verse. Also, you know, not for nothing, I'm just saying that if Chavez was still alive, Steve Bannon would be working to rehabilitate his image the way that he worked closely with his best friend, Jeffrey Epstein. So just, you know, I mean, it's predictable. I'm just saying. Let's see. Also, half of Americans believe that Trump bombed Iran because of the Epstein files. This is coming from the sewage that is known as The Telegraph, which is a British publication. That, I mean, do you want to trust The Telegraph? Because they kind of look the other way over Rotherham, too, over the Pakistani diaspora's abuse of British schoolgirls and putting them into sexual slavery. I don't know. But also, we live in the stupidest era ever. So I mean it when I say that I wish that the meteor that I saw in the sky last night was aliens coming to kill us all, because we deserve it. Let's see. You guys think I'm joking, and I'm totally serious. I just want, just blow the rock up. I don't care. An inmate told the judge to keep the change during the bond hearing. The judge says he couldn't because the money was bad. As you know, this guy, his beard looks fake, by the way. It was in South Carolina. He ended up staying in jail facing new charges. He had just been granted $250 bond on a trespassing charge. He pulled out a wad of cash when he got his stuff, sorted through it, handed the judge $300, telling the judge to keep the change. But then, of course, he used counterfeit bills to pay, so he went back into jail. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Why would you do that? Stick with us. We got a lot more in store.
Volatility is hitting retirement accounts and savings across the country. More Americans are exploring physical gold and silver for added diversification during unpredictable economic periods. Preserve Gold offers straightforward education on how precious metals can be included in an IRA. Text IHEART to 50505 for your free wealth protection guide. And with a qualified purchase, you could receive up to $15,000 in free gold or silver.
By the time I hit my 50s, I'd learned a few things, like how family is precious. Work can always wait. And 99% of people over 50 already have the virus that causes shingles. Not everyone at risk will develop it, but I did. The painful, blistering rash disrupted my life for weeks. Don't learn about your shingles risk the hard way. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today. Sponsored by GSK.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.